At least 7 people were killed and another 30 wounded today in a suspected car bomb blast in the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar. The blast came as the Pakistani military was battling Taliban militants in the northwestern Swat Valley. The spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross in Pakistan is Sebastian Brock. He told us about the current situation on the ground.
The fighting is still ongoing in the northwest frontier province. Although they lifted curfew yesterday in Mingora, which is the main town of the Swat Valley, to allow more civilians to stream out, and there was a big outflow of civilians. No one is quite sure exactly how many people have left those areas which are currently undergoing fighting. Estimates now approach about 900,000 registrations, but it's an imperfect process, probably vulnerable to double counting, because the IDPs often register in more than one place. The ICRC is focusing on two different aspects of humanitarian work. The first and foremost aspect is to try and get back into the areas where the fighting is taking place. And we did that on Wednesday by going into Bunair and delivering medical supplies to the hospital there. And we did it yesterday again by delivering food aid in Malakand and Dia. Unfortunately, our truck of medical supplies to Swat was not able to get into Mingora. The second aspect of our work is supporting the Pakistan Red Crescent Society, which has opened the camps further south to receive the IDPs, but in dignified conditions. So those are the two basic foci of our work.